pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Text line, you want to be involved with the program, 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the show. Let me know what is on your mind. We're efforting, if that's a verb. Travis Johnson here. Hopefully we got him. Let's see here.
Pastor, hey there, Jeff.
How are you? Good morning.
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. I know you got to jump on a plane here, but real quick, yesterday and sort of what transpired after just 24 hours of your banners. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, 24 hours, really quick. I think there's a moment for some self-reflection here. We had 30 days of Pride Month flags, indoctrination flags of banners. We had 24 hours of calling for protecting our kids. I'm glad the policy's gone, because we should not have, you know, this kind of, progressive targeting of, you know, gender ideology on taxpayer money. And so it is what it is. You know, I'm glad the policy's gone. I'm thankful for a family-friendly, faith-friendly city. We need more pastors, more Christians, more residents, more family members, fathers, mothers stepping into the public square. This is by far the majority opinion. It's a very unpopular opinion. It's seen, right? We're getting particular election results, etc. And this targeting of our kids and the use of our taxpayer money is just not a part of our future. And we just need to stand in that together.
The decision, you know, we get a whole month of Pride Month. There are a lot of people who object to it, but here we have this situation where, you know, not all things being equal, apparently, they go ahead and cancel the policy. Does that bother you at all that the city was so reactive to this but never reactive to the LGBTQ stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we have to speak. We have to do that. You know, we have to give cover for our political leaders. I'm glad we got that done. I do think we need to come back and understand, you know, why that didn't happen during Pride Month. You know, why the banner policy wasn't, you know, flipped off at that point. I'm glad it's done, right? And so we need to talk about that. We need to click down. We need to look at our school board. You know, we need to look at our city council. We need to talk to our county commissioners and find out who's okay, with the, really tax-funded activism in our city. And so let's just have the discussion. We've got some really great people that are involved, and we need to come to the forefront. People need to be asking their pastors to get involved. You know, we need more pastors talking about this. We need more people in our community. There are some really great mama bears and papa bears out there that have been getting involved. And it is these banners, how in the world can you even oppose these banners? Let me think about it. And so this is by far nationally a very popular banner, nationally a very popular perspective. And it is a politically expedient perspective. And anyone that is pushing indoctrination of kids is going to have a really hard time breaking through in Mobile. And it really opens everybody up to exposure politically and, you know, just also with just peace and enjoyment in our community. I think one thing is right. The statement that came out from Mobile is accurate, that it's distracting, you know, the ideological pushes on taxpayer, you know, dime. It's distracting, and the city does really good. Our county does really good. Our country does really good. We're in the business of managing, building, creating safe spaces for our kids, great schools, efficient government, and a family-friendly, faith-friendly kind of place. That's a real win. But if we're going to be pushing a bunch of, you know, activism, on our city, it's just going to be, we're just going to keep fighting. You know, I will fight that. And, you know, we'll cancel more rainbow cannons. We'll cancel more LGBTQ liaisons, and we'll cancel more banner policies. And I think we just have to keep showing up and you know, taking care of our city. But if we don't stand up and speak, then it's on us.
And one more question. We'll get you out of here. National Child Awareness Month, a banner in question here. And it says protect our children from gender ideology. Just real quick for our listeners, kind of, if you can, in a couple of moments, tell us really what the goal of this is, aside from the controversy.
Well, really, there's no controversy. It's a made-up controversy. There's nothing controversial about protecting our children. But here's the deal. In June, we had Pride Month banners using the same policy. I requested banners for September, which is Child Awareness Month. And the statement was ideological, as was the Pride Month banner. And my statement was to protect our children from gender ideology. That's all it is. And for anyone to, you know, want to do activism on our kids in public schools, listen, we do not want men in girls K-12 bathrooms. We don't want that. Somebody want to protect that, run, put that out there, and then run on that platform. You will lose every single time in Mobile, in the city, and in the county. The only way that you can skirt around that is if you hide platforms and that sort of thing. So that's all that is. That's all that is. We are for family. We are for children, and we're for a safe community. And that's something that a lot of people can rally on. A lot of people are rallying on that.
Pastor, safe travels. Thanks for hopping on real quick this morning.
Thank you, sir. God bless you guys.
As Pastor Travis Johnson, Pathway Church, if you haven't been keeping up, there was a the city's been allowing these banners for some time, and they're supposed to, I guess, commemorate some specific holiday, something that is very, you know, sometimes maybe it's Christmas or whatever, and they try to craft it in a way to allow for the observance of religious holidays, are, you know, and so the way it has been co-opted, though, they had decided, I guess, at some point the month of June, they were going to have these pride banners, and we have these discussions every single year. Why are the pride banners back? No one wants them. Why does this constituency get some special holiday for these banners? This doesn't reflect the views of people. Of people in Mobile as a whole, they object to it, you know, moral, religious, whatever grounds that, like, they're being force fed this. So Pastor Johnson, you know, and he kind of talked about it a little bit. He was going to do National Child Awareness Month for the month of September. And I tell you what, and by the way, we had to jump on with him because he was sitting on boarding a plane there. But 251-343-0106, hit me up on that text line. Does it not bother? It really bothers me about the city of Mobile being so reactive when this group of people objects to something. But this group of people over here that's been objecting to something for years, oh, well, you just got to give them their month. You just got to give them their holiday. Nothing you can do about it. We're going to make it part of our tourism portfolio. You just suck it up, Buttercup, because these are here to stay. And here it is, September 3rd, and it took, I guess, technically, it took 48 hours, but they have decided to do away with that policy in the city of Mobile. So I guess it just, you know, if you in this city of Mobile, if you identify with a certain constituency, your voice counts more than your voice. How about that? How about that? The powers that be said, look, we don't agree with this, or look, we don't, you know, fine, but they get a month. But If they waited until the end of the month, then we'll say, let's evaluate it. 3 days. 3 days. And it's like, it's funny how gender ideology is such a trigger for these people. It's remarkable. By the way, coming up on the program today from 1819 News, my colleague April Marie Fogel. You never can have enough April Marie Fogel on FM Talk 106.5. Also on the show today, we'll hear from Stephanie Holden Smith of the Alabama Policy Institute. We haven't caught up with her in a while, and I need to get her back into the rotation here. Just the 2 week vacation kind of threw that off, but we'll hear from Stephanie in the 11 o'clock hours. I said once again, 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the program, hit us up on the text line. Let us know what's on your mind. Not much in the news. Gloria Steinem passing away. And that's really dominating kind of the left's landscape right now. She was a figure in, I guess, the whole feminist movement. You know, there's not a whole lot to be said about that. There's some things. I think someone pointed this out to me back in the 80s. She was a protectionist. It was like Gloria Steinem, Ralph Nader, and Pat Buchanan on this letter opposing the WTO. It's someone pointed out the ideological left used to be kind of pro-tariff, pro-protectionism. And the ideological right used to be free markets, and everything flourishes. And the whole, like, Trump phenomenon is, like, flip that. Where the Trump derangementers are suddenly free markets and no tariffs. And then the MAGA crowd identifying as a Republican. You know, this is what it tells you, though. It's all cultural. It's all like, you know, like just this identity that you like what America was about at one time, a nationalism. But the culture, and it's not, you know, overtly that it's globalist, one world government, you know, Ricky tinfoil hat stuff. It's just that like parts of other cultures are kind of seeping in. And that's creating this backlash. It's creating this populism in America that somehow Trump has become the face of. And it's not about like these big, like, you know, long-standing policy debates about free markets and fair markets. A lot of it's this, though, and it's like government control and less government control. Using the government to restore some kind of balance and equilibrium to the system versus just object class warfare. Those kinds of things. Anyway, enough of that. We'll get to more stuff on the other side. 251-343-0106. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
In my hat, excuse me, man, but where's the door? From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, roll tide, roll. Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland, whispers to me.
Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning, 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the program, please hit us up on the text line. As I said, we're wide open until the bottom of the next hour. We'll hear from April Murray Fogel, 1819 News. my colleague there. And in the 11 o'clock hour from the Alabama Policy Institute, we'll talk to Stephanie Holden Smith. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Let's see here. Bum-bum-bum. Whatever happened to talk about advertising Mobile as a gay city? They advertise it as a Pride Month destination, not necessarily a gay city, quote unquote. But and it's just it's a weird thing to me. It's not like Mobile is got this. I mean, there's been homosexuality all throughout human civilization. Was that like this legacy, Fire Island or the Stonewall Inn or Key West or whatever, San Francisco? And there's like a billion things you could promote the city of Mobile about. Bird watching, I don't know, just like name your cup of tea. Go down the list of things that if you wanted to, you could promote the city. And they choose that. Why? Oh, I know why. They want to show you mouth-breathing, dumb rednecks out there that we're taking charge here. We don't care if you like it or not. And we're going to virtue signal on your behalf. We're going to do this. You don't know what is good for you. And we're going to do it for you. That's what's going on here. Why we can't have good, nice things, something harmless, as a tourism promotion board. And then this is like, of all the stuff in Mobile, Alabama, to come and do, if you're going to have like a set amount of money, take it from lodging taxes, and you're going to promote the city with that money, what are you going to do with it? You know, like, is it like a, hey, we got like a cool place to go ride a bicycle? Come down and eat at our oyster bar. I don't know. Come see a battleship or see the different nations' footprint on Mobile that have occupied this land going back to exploration. Whatever. I mean, there's just everything you could think of. And this is what they settled on. Guys, we had to go big on Pride Month. No, they're just sticking your nose in it like you're a dog. And like, hey, this you're going to accept this. Even though you don't like it, you bigot. Sorry, that's just what's going on here. Undead texter Satan called. He says he wants his world back to do this. He's gone after your children and your children's children. I didn't know you were on a direct connection to Satan, but thank you for relaying that message. Squirrel Marie, did you? The Pride Paraders are saying if you don't like it, don't look at it. But they can't do the same? Full of excuses calling this hate. To them, it's hate if you don't cheer them on. On their freakishness and fantasy life everywhere they go, they disturbingly are online trying to deny the gender ideology is a real, arguing for protecting perversity. Mr. Doug, the problem is Travis is accusing all gay pride supporters as being child groomers, not the banner itself. Okay. Well, let me come and revisit that on the next side, Mr. Doug. Then maybe I can offer you some clarity, at least on my view. I don't know about Travis Johnson. I can't speak for him, but we'll discuss it coming right up. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.
To ever play the blues. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That is how you get in touch with today's show. April Marie Fogle coming up in about an hour, in about 2 hours. Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute says we're going to break there. Doug, the problem is Travis is accusing all gay pride supporters of being child groomers, not the banner itself. Well, the banner is, I don't think it's that necessarily. I think you can put the whole discussion about Pride Month and you know, Child Awareness Month aside, but it's two standards here. It's two different standards. And Mr. Doug, like, when you put something that's objectionable up, the city of Mobile does that. And then, like, they, you know, well, that is inclusivity. There's a virtue here. We don't care what you think. This is a good thing. This is positive. Well, we disagree. We don't care. And then when you have the same, you know, if you want to call it, well, whatever the substance of the issue is, fine. We could have that debate. But when the other side does it, there's a different standard. But clearly, there is a far different standard here. Because after 48 hours, as opposed to the entire month of June, I think we're just going to go ahead and cancel this policy. We're not going to do this anymore. So the banner itself, whatever you think of Travis Johnson, but the banner itself is the banner. I still don't know why gender ideology is such a trigger. If they say it's not going on, why does it bother you so much? Mike, Mobile governance has been infiltrated with sodomites. Look at Mobile, visit Mobile, the Simpson administration liaisons, libraries, etc. It's disgusting. But this hasn't started overnight. It's been bubbling up for decades. No, but whenever, it's funny, like whenever Mike, people come up and they try to oppose it, that they were castigated as, you know, a deplorable, not worthy of redemption, irredeemable. Yeah. It doesn't matter your antiquated views. We're going to do a drag show in front of the historic cathedral in the middle of your city. We don't care. And we are self-governed. Not to say that those who celebrate Pride Month don't have the same, you know, opportunities to have their voices expressed. Clearly, they're very effective at it. As I said, an entire policy gets canceled after 48 hours versus years of concerned citizens about Mobile's emphasis on a Pride Month. And they text her, please explain what this policy the city did away with. Was it a policy to allow banners to be put up on the city infrastructure? Does this mean we'll not have gay pride banners on city infrastructure next year? That's what this means. My understanding of the policy is, if there's a holiday and someone's able, and it's done with private funds, they can, it's like you know, National Tree Awareness Month in Mobile, or typically they were just these harmless. Perhaps they were oriented with some kind of a religious holiday, or Mardi Gras, or which I guess is a religious holiday or celebration, or you know, the different times of the year. But the key component here is that private money had to be used to place these banners. So these organizations would, you know, have bake sales or whatever. We got National Earth Awareness Month. And you had opportunity to put those up and remind people that while you're commuting down Government Boulevard or wherever you may be headed, that you need to think about Mother Earth, or you need to think about Fat Tuesday. Okay. And then somewhere along the way, someone said, well, we want to do Pride Month. And the city said, okay. And then people got were made aware of it. They saw it. They're like, we don't want the city to recognize the institution of Pride Month. What? What? And then the city comes back and says, well, don't, we're not actually doing it. It's private donors. There's private money. We're just offering the opportunity to run the flag up the light pole here. And you don't have got nothing to worry about. Well, we don't like it on public property. Well, this is, you know, just let them have their month, guys. You know, don't rock the boat. We don't want that kind of a negative publicity. Okay. Let's Travis Johnson, you know what? Let's have a month. Let's find a holiday, a recognized holiday or commemoration. Let's have our own thing here. So there's something called National Child Awareness Month, the month of September, and got a banner with the American flag. Apparently a family, looks like four kids and maybe a mother, I don't know, or maybe it's an older child looking off into the sunset. And inscribed on it in a big Arial font lettering, "Protect our children from gender ideology." Hey, you can't do that! Mobile's not this kind of place! Well, then, what? I mean, you guys said, you know, Pride Month. Why don't we do this? No! You said gender ideology. Okay. And promptly, the city says, you know, we're just going to cancel this. There's too much divisiveness, guys. We're not going to do these policies anymore. And that's sort of how that. Yeah, it only took them. It took the whole thing to kind of unravel several years, but 2 days of this, and that's enough, guys. Ring the bell. See, Ricky. I don't know why I'm reading this. The lesser two evils in Alabama's governor's race is Doug Jones, but the Republicans and Democrats are both billionaires and corrupt to their core. And the end of American empire is at hand. Come, Lord Jesus, it's over for this world. That brought to you by Ricky. Jason, good morning, Jeff. I couldn't agree with you more about the action of the city. The supposed conservative members of the Mobile City Council should be as vocal as now as they were during the election season, and particularly talking about Josh Woods and Ben Reynolds. Speak up, guys. Went home a breath. No one wants to take on the vicious, the very vicious activist wing of the LGBTQ community. I'm going to ask if I'm going to Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola. I think I'm going to take a pass, whatever Foo Foo Fest is. I know I'm not, freaks. Scroll over, read all the innocent gay pride supporters who think this is simply about love is love and expressing oneself are in cahoots. Are in cahoots with the radicals. They allow themselves to be convinced that ideology is a myth and exaggerated, and anyone against the quote-unquote pride is a hateful bigot. But that's what they're doing. I don't even know that it's that serious. I just think these guys need to feel good about themselves. They want to show like how inclusive they are. They all these like kind of left wing virtues, or maybe some of it's this as well. It's just we have the power and you don't. We're going to show you. Yeah, it's like they say, like you give someone just a little bit of power, and they feel I don't know. Give them an inch. They want to take a mile. There's some people like that. Mobile has a pride-themed arc wall. Was that private money? No. Well, I mean, yes, and that probably the vendors are private, but the allocation of the resources, no. I mean, you can't have an art walk on a city street that's solely private. And if it were an art walk and on someone's private property or a gated community or so, it's a likely killer bees, a hybrid. Southern Jedi, if I'm labeled a bigot for protecting my child, so be it. Well, I think what I want here out of our public institutions, I don't want them teaching my children that this behavior is acceptable. They don't have to teach that it's objectionable. I don't want them teaching that it's acceptable. That's up to the parents to say yes or no. In an ideal world, it would be no across the board. But I get it. Public institutions, they need to be ambivalent. Schools, libraries, the city government, the city of Mobile, the city of Fairhope, wherever, they don't need a strident position on these hot-button cultural issues. We don't need My Body, My Choice Month commemorated. We just don't teach that. Well, that's how they get early while they're kind of, you know, and you can wear a dress and high heels and makeup. No, don't do that. It's not what we're paying for here. Teach them how to read, write, add, subtract, whatever. But it's when the government or government resources are used or co-opted, I should say, in a way to promote very, very sensitive things. Look, we decided we wanted to get rid of the Raphael Sims statue because for some reason that was an objectionable thing. No more Confederate flags. Okay, fine. No more celebrating, commemorating the Southern state secession from the Union. And it harkens back to slavery. The sensitivities are fine. What does it mean, like, it's free game now for liberal ideologies? It's just, take this out of the public arena, and some things you don't have to have a stated position on. You don't have to be somebody who's trying to change hearts and minds in our taxpayer institutions. If this is important to those parents, they could do that in their home. Or, I think this is probably the most important thing. If it's something the entire community can rally behind. So if Berkeley, California, or name any sort of left-wingy city wants to celebrate this, and 99% of the public's like, yes, okay, Mobile, Alabama is not Berkeley, California. Mobile, Alabama is not Santa Monica. It's not Greenwich, Connecticut. At a minimum, don't take something that's like a 60-40 issue or whatever and decide, okay, we're going to go line with the 40% because we think the 60% of you are wrong. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret
is it's me.
Back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. April Murray Fogle coming up in the next hour, so stick around for that. Continuing on here. Wow, I have triggered some people. One person I'm not going to read. You figure that out. Unnamed texter, please celebrate your LGBT crap on your own time. Don't force it down our throat. But, you know, it's that, but it's, you know, it's some of it's just self-serving to show that we are sophisticated. We are smart, like those people in Manhattan, and you, rubes, don't know what is good for you. We need to be more cosmopolitan as a people, and here's how we're going to do it, essentially. DI texture, like religious time? Yeah, do that on Sunday. Stop taking kids out of instruction time to brainwash them. Well, you know what, though? Part of the curriculum in public schools is teaching religion. It's part of there's a historic legacy here, DI texture. And the other part about that is it's not mandatory. A banner on a flagpole is mandatory. Your health ed, sex ed, about the virtues of LGBTQ is mandatory. The religious time, the religious study time, is an extracurricular activity. So you guys do this with your apples and oranges comparisons, fine. Mr. Doug, we can't even get 99% to agree about no tolls on the bridge. Let's see. Well stated, Jeff, that from a texter. Thank you. See, Michael, it also boils down to education podcast 1819 had last weekend. If you send your kids to Caesar to be educated, they'll be surprised they come back as Romans. Government schools are always going to re-educate your children to government principles. And if you're a Christian, those principles don't align with yours. Not necessarily, because the difference with the American experiment is that it's government for, of, and by the people. So the government should be a reflection of the public. And I'm not saying that you're not right practically, but in theory, they shouldn't be teaching in sixth grade the magic of government. Like it's... And there needs to be kind of a objectivity, if that's even possible. And ambivalence on the hot button issues. Just aware that they exist, and here's what one side says, and here's what the other side says. Because I think if we decided a long time ago, and we talk about this as it pertains to school choice. Well, we decided a long time ago in America we'd have public schools. That for the society, for the free and flourishing society, for the good of the people, it was a net positive to have some kind of public education so people would know how to perform certain tasks, certain skills, whatever. And that's just part of it. So you got to do a cost-benefit analysis, but having an educated public is a net positive, I think, in the eyes of this government, for of it by the people. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendant.